The screen of columns in this room comes from a monastery in France called Saint-Guillaume-le-Désert. Turn to your left and walk along the row. You'll notice that the shafts of the columns take a variety of shapes, cylindrical, faceted, and wave-like. They offer a fine introduction to medieval sculpture. To see what I mean, continue through the arcade to the place where you can pass between the columns and look at the pair immediately on the left. Look at the inverted bell shape that crowns these columns. It's called a capital. The leaf decoration is just what you might find on an ancient Roman capital carved 1,000 years before these. But if you look above the leaves at the rectangular block, you'll find features without ancient precedent. The curling vine resembles a grapevine, but instead of grapes, there are human heads, each with its own hairstyle and facial expression. The 12th century sculptor responsible could have completed his commission without this level of inventiveness, and yet he produced this variety, it would seem, out of pure creativity. It's worth noting, too, that nature was his springboard. The capitals of many columns in this cloister show foliage of some kind. Most of the leaves and vines are not botanically recognizable, but one is. It's hops, the basic ingredient in beer, and an essential commodity in the medieval economy. You can see it above the capital on the right as you face the back wall. To reach our next stop, exit the cloister into the Romanesque hall, and then climb the short flight of steps on your right.